All right, Moshe, let's...
He's taking the amazing car.
Yes, okay. Yes. All right, Moshe, let's continue. So we left off yesterday on page... Mem Zion, thank you. On page Mem Zion, and we left off by Yosef. So remember again, page Mem Zion, kind of the middle of the page. 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom, Yosef. So remember again, the Nisias Hasharm is in the middle of discussing this idea that the most important motivation to acquire the Midah of Zehirus, this Midah of life contemplation, of thinking about the Emes HaAmiti, the ultimate truth, and working towards that, is because of the notion that at the end of the day, there's din v'chashbon, that there is an accounting for anything and everything we do in life, big and small. And so what he's doing now is bringing examples of great people who were held accountable for what would, under normal circumstances, seem to be pretty minor infractions. So it says, Yosef, Levisha Amar Lesar HaMashkim, Yosef said to the Sar HaMashkim when he was in jail, Kim Zechartani Itcho. Remember Yosef, he's incarcerated in jail. He interprets the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaTabachim. The Sar HaTabachim dies, but Sar HaMashkim is returned to his post. So Yosef says, please just remember me when you are restored to your place. So here Yosef seems to be just putting in a little bit of basic ishtalos, a little bit of basic effort, but yet the Gemara tells us, Nitos Fulo Shtei Shanim. He was condemned to another 2 years in prison, Kima Amarim Zichronim Livracha. Because again, this idea that Yosef should have, even though under normal circumstances, putting in a shtadlus, putting in one's personal effort is a good thing, Yosef for some reason was expected to realize that since all of his circumstances were clearly being ordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should not have reached out to another. Okay? So he's held responsible for that. Furthermore, the Gemara says, Yosef, Atzmo, Al Shechonat Es Aviv Beli Reshuso Shal Makom. Others say that the culpability of Yosef lies in the fact that he embalmed his father's body without his father's permission. O, Lefisha Shama Avdecha Avinu Veshasak. Or others say, it's a result of the fact that when the brothers came to Yosef, and where it came originally for food, before Yosef reveals himself to them, so they constantly refer to Yaakov Avinu as our servant, your father. And Yosef allowed his father to constantly be referred to as your servant. Even though, again, this is all part of the ruse of keeping his identity secret. Nevertheless, Lemar kidi islay, udemar kidi islay, meislif ne'echav. So there are different opinions as to what the sin of Yosef was, but there's one thing that's clear, is that in the eyes of Chazal, Yosef was guilty for something, and the punishment for that was he died before all of his brothers. David HaMelech, Lefi shekar ledivrei Torah zmiros. So David HaMelech called the words of Torah zmiros, beautiful songs. And in the footnote he quotes from Kapitel 119, Kuf Yotes, zmiros hayu lichu kecha. Your laws were like zmiros, like beautiful songs to me. Ne'enash, he was punished. Now I will say, so what does this mean? So David HaMelech ultimately was trying to praise the beautiful Torah by Kadosh Baruch Hu by saying that it's as pleasant to me as songs. The issue is that Torah is not songs. Torah is law. You see, because you know what the danger of calling Torah songs is? Just like when you're listening to you can listen to a beautiful song, but then what happens? You can choose to shut it off. Hey, I'm done. I've listened to this. And very often we have favorite songs today, but then we move on to different things the next day. So Torah is not like that. Torah is law. Torah is the word of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not. So David HaMelech, again, in total... The point that the Nisias Hasharim is making is, remember, that these are all individuals who were motivated by good intentions, but they made a mistake, and they're held accountable for their mistakes. So all the Nisias Hasharim is trying to point out is, there's a system of din, there's a system of judgment. So if you want to know why we need to get our life in order, and why we need to figure out the actions that we should be doing versus the ones that we should cease doing, is because we are held accountable for everything in life. Even the things that we think are good, but in reality are not good, we're also accountable for. Ne'enash, David HaMelech is punished. Shenichshal b'dvar uza b'nis arviva simchaso. He literally, he had to deal with the episode of Uza. The episode of Uza is when they were going ahead and moving the Aron to Ir David, to the city of David. The Aron was being carried on a wagon, and the Aron at one point in time looked like it was going to slip off. Uza put out his hand to go ahead and stop the Aron, and Uza died. Uzzah died because he touched the Aron. And that obviously diminished the simcha of that day of bringing the Aron to Ir David. So that was David HaMelech's punishment. Michal, right, the daughter of Shaul, the wife of David HaMelech, Levi Shochicha as David Bamasha Rakad Bachutz Lifnei Aron, Nansha, Shelohaya Lovalad Elabamosa. So Michal was punished because she disparaged David HaMelech on the day that they were bringing the Aron to Ir David. David was dancing before the Aron. And Michal said to him, said he was behaving childlike, and that here he is, the king of Israel, dancing before the Aron. Meanwhile, David HaMelech, of course, was just exhibiting a pure and beautiful, unadulterated simcha for Torah. She was punished in that she never had children. Chizkio, King Chizkio, the Vishahera as Sarai Melech Baba as Beis Nechochos. Okay, that Chizkio HaMelech went ahead and showed the treasuries, the national treasuries, to the king of Babel. Nigzar Albanav Lichios Srisim Beheicha Melech Babel. His children were condemned to be servants. Now, Saris can mean a couple of different things. Saris can mean eunuch. Saris could also just mean servant. The point is, his children were condemned to serve in the palace of the Gentile king. Berabim Ka'ele Ma'od. And says Mesilas Yisharim, there are many other examples of great people who, yes, committed minor infractions and are held accountable. Obviously, I will say, as Mesilas Yisharim began, the missteps and the mistakes of the righteous are amplified because of the fact that they are held to a higher standard. But his point over here is that there is din b'cheshbon. There is an accounting for everything in life. Paragraph Vav. Obeperek hakol chayovin. This is amazing. Amru, so he calls the Gemara Chagiga. They said, Amru, Rabbi Yochanan, kat hava mate lahai kra hava bachi. When Rabbi Yochanan would recite the following verse, he would cry. Verse from Malachi. What's the verse? V'karafti aleichem lamishpat. I will come close to you, right? I will come close to you for judgment, meaning I will judge you. V'hayisi eid mimaher. I will be a witness very quick to extract punishment. B'mach shafim, sorcerers. B'mena afim, adulterers, b'nishvaim l'sheker, those who swear falsely, u'ba'oshkei schar socher, and those who withhold wages from their employees. See, here's what's interesting. So what did Rabbi Yochanan cry about? Eved sheshoklim alav kalos kachamuros takhona yeshlo. So a servant whose master equates minor transgressions with major transgressions, is there? Does he stand the chance? Now, what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? If you look at that pasuk, there's a lot of stuff in there. There's sorcery. There's adultery. Pretty bad stuff. There's swearing falsely, which is bad, but not as bad as adultery, we would assume. Oshkei schar sochir. You're not honest in business. You're withholding wages. Again, all the things are bad, but to lump all of these things together, says Rabbi Yochanan, seems a little bit dramatic. So what's the idea? El ubevadai she'in kavanas ha-ma'amar she'yihi ha'onesh al-shtein echad. The pasuk is not coming to tell us that committing adultery is like withholding, or say that withholding your employees' wages is like committing adultery. We're not coming to equate those two particular averos. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino meshalim el amida kineged amida. Because we know there are bad averos and there are worse averos, and the punishment is in direct relation to the severity of the crime. So what is the point of equating all of these things? Amnam ha'inyon hu, shele'inyon mishkal ha'masim, kach olos bekaf hakalos kimo hachamuros. What is the point of the pasuk? That when it comes to the ultimate divine accounting of our lives, the minor infractions are counted just as the major infractions are counted. Meaning not that they... Thank you. Not that they are counted the same, they're not the same, but the same way that we understand that there's culpability, or there's not culpability is the wrong word, there is, not responsibility, accountability, thank you. The same way that there is accountability for the major infractions, there is accountability for the minor infractions as well. Ki lo yashkichu hachamuros es hakalos. It's not the pshat that my larger sins eclipse my smaller sins. Below Ya'alim Hadayin, Eino Mehem Klal. And the judge does not close his eyes to any infractions. Ka'asher yelo yali me'achamuros, ela al kulam yashkiach v'yifakech ba'ashva achos ladun kol echad mehem. Every infraction is paid attention to, every infraction is judged, ulahanish achakach al kol echad ve'echad kimfish mashahu. And there is punishment, and liability, and culpability, and accountability for every infraction. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech said, Ki es kol ma'asa ha'elokim yavi b'mishpat. That all the actions done before God will come in judgment. Ki ka'asher ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maniach miliskor. Next page. Kol ma'aseh tov. The same way, this is page Mem Test now, the same way that we believe that God repays every good act, katan kimos shehu, a small act in accordance with the act, al kein lo yaniach milishbot hu lohochiach kol ma'asera, so too God will not abstain or withhold from judging every negative act, katan kimos shehu, a small act like it is, ulohotzi milev harotzim lehispatos velachshov shelo ya'ale ha'adam baruch hu bedinav hadvarim hakalim. And this comes to remove this idea that God is willing to give you a pass on the little things. And don't worry about it. It doesn't keep an accounting of them. Rather, the Gemara has a klal. The Gemara has a principle. Whoever says that God is a vatran means a mevater. Whoever says that God is easygoing, right? That God, well, just don't worry. I don't know what the good English word for vatran is. He's mevater. He's, you know, lets things slide. Let things slide. He's cool. Whoever says that God is cool with that, right? Good. I don't know if that's a straight translation, but whoever says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just lets everything slide, Yivat Shomei Ohi, let his insides slide out. You know, this idea, I just want to point out over here. Remember, as I said to you when we started Mesilas Yesharim is not a fire and brimstone safer. And that's not his point over here. The essence of this particular paragraph is not to go ahead and start telling us that you're going to suffer for every single sin. His point just is accountability. If you think about it, this is, what's the first lesson we try to teach our children? Is accountability. Is that, look, you know what? I can't control every single thing that you do, but whatever you do, just understand that there are repercussions and there are ramifications, and you have to be willing to deal with them. All the Mesilas Yesharim is just saying is, ultimately, the best way to reinforce to ourselves that we need to live life with a sense of zihirus. Remember, that's where we're in the Shara Zihirus over here. Contemplation. What is the Tov HaAmiti? What is the ultimate good? What actions will get me there? What actions will derail me? How do I amplify or bolster the actions that will get me there? Stop the actions that will derail me. Even the actions that will get me there, try to figure out what I'm doing right. Bolster it. Try to see what I'm doing wrong. Take it away. Why do I need that? Because there's accountability in life. Because there's no such thing after 120 as getting before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, I didn't mean it. Or, I didn't think it was so bad. Or, I didn't know. At the end of the day, we are accountable for everything we do, big and small. Yes?
But why did he start off the way he did with punishment in this world, with Governor Melech and the... Because why would you do that?
Because
I mean, that doesn't make sense. Those are the small. That's the small stuff. It's in this world.
But that's his point. If you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures the acts of man in such a thing, I mean, the fact he could talk about reward and punishment in the next world, but the truth is, it's hard for us to grasp that. It's much easier for him to go ahead and illustrate this concept by showing us, look, Yosef died before his brothers. Why? Because he did this. David HaMelech was punished. It gives us concrete examples. Even though you're right, the ultimate is not what happens here. The ultimate is what happens after 120. Let's read one more line. He says, yes.
It sounds like he was coming close to saying, I'm not sure if he said it or not, right? That din v'cheshbon in this world, there's kala and there's chamura. But din v'cheshbon at the very end is just number of transgressions versus number
he Dafka did not say that. Because the truth is, it's not true. It's not true, and that's what he's saying. He even said, where was his lashon? He said it in the positive. Actually, no, he said it in the negative. No, there's no question that there definitely is relativity. And not just like not all mas and tovim are treated the same, not all averos are treated the same. But his point is, just because they're not all worth the same thing, doesn't mean that some are just glossed over and some are paid attention to. Everything gets divine attention. Once I know that everything gets divine attention, that's the ultimate motivation to be vigilant in both the big things and the little things. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in the middle of this paragraph tomorrow.